So yeah, from the 27th until the 3rd, 27th of September until the 3rd of October, there will be no border camp in Brussels. And why did you choose Brussels as a location for doing the no border camp?
Yeah, first thing to say is that it will be from the 25th of September. Like the first weekend will be the building up of the camp. But yeah, we hope quite some people will come for this as well. So if we choose Brussels, there is a few reasons for that. Like the first one is about Europe. Like Brussels is the capital of Europe, and for the moment, Belgium is at the presidency of European Union. And we think that if we want to fight against border policies, like, it's really important to target the European Union, because in the last 10 years we have seen what we can call the building up of Fortress Europe. So this Fortress Europe is built in different level. Like, first, on a national level, there is a lot of detention center that have been built up in all countries. There was also new laws voted in quite some country that usually make more hard for the migrants to have the nationality of this country. So this is one of the points in Europe. And another one is about the situation in the border, external border of Europe, like in the Mediterranean Sea, for example. Like countries like Spain, Greece, and Italy are building more and more defense mechanism against migration. They are using also their army to try to stop the migrants who cross the sea. There is also like the European agency Frontex, which has a huge technical and financial possibilities, who is just trying to control this border and to do not let the migrants going to Europe. So yeah, we think that it's really important to try to think and act about it. And for this reason, Brussels is really meaningful, because there is a lot of European institutions, like the Parliament, the Commission, other things. There is also a lot of right-wing lobbies in Brussels who try to make pressure on a European deputy to have a more repressive policy against migration. So we think that it's one of the points. The other one, it's more on a national level. Like Brussels, it's the central place for anti-immigration policies in Belgium. It means that there is the institution called l'Office des étrangers, foreign office, that is a proceeding asylum demand. So we say if the people can stay or not, and who is also coordinating the 6 detention centers in Belgium. So it's also one of the really important institutions in Belgium about migration. There is also the headquarters of all the political parties who organize the anti-immigration policies in Belgium. So this is, second point. Finally, there is two other things. Like, one is that Brussels is also a really important place for what we can call the deportation industry. It means that a lot of the airline companies who allow the deportation or the flight have office in Brussels. And there is also a new detention camp that is built up for the moment close to Brussels in Steenhuizen. So there is a lot of companies that are involved in the building up of this camp. And all these companies are part of the deportation system. And so we think that it's also a kind of place that we should criticize if we want to fight against anti-immigration policies. Last point is that in Brussels it's the city where there is the biggest migrant communities. There is important neighborhood where a lot of migrants live, and so in the last year there was also a lot of struggles about migration, like a collective of migrants have organized hunger strike, occupation of churches or empty building, and so we want to try to help these people in their fight, and also to show them that there is a lot of people in Europe who support the migrant and who fight for freedom of movement.
What is like the biggest community of migrants in Brussels?
I don't really know. Like, there is quite some migrants from Maghreb, but also like from Congo, for example, because it was a colony of Belgian colony before that. There is also obviously Afghan and Iranian people. So yeah, there is a lot of different people, migrants.
Okay, what are the objectives, the concrete objectives of the camp? What do you think you can achieve, what you're going to achieve?
Yeah, we have different objectives. First one is really about the camp. Like, we want to try to have a self-organized camp. It means that with the group in Brussels, we have tried to set up an infrastructure for the people who will come. So yeah, it's like the campsite, like kitchen, like to have information for all the people to come, like to try that they know. They can easily find information about Brussels, about the city, about the institution there, and things like that. And so, yeah, we want that this camp is really self-organized and that the people who come there participate in the life of the camp and organize by themselves the action or participate in the workshop and things like that. So this is one of the point. Second one is that we want to support the migrants in Brussels, as I said just before. A third one is that we want to have an action camp to try to really block the deportation machine, like to have a concrete effect on the policies. We know that in the for informal camp, like last year's, it was not so easy to have action. Because of the context, like last year in Lesbos, it was really hard. It was a small island, so small city, and it was not so easy. In Calais, it was also really hard because it was just after Strasbourg, and so the French politician and cops really freak out about this no-border camp. So there was 2,000 cops there, what didn't make so easy to make action in a small city like Calais. But we think that here in Brussels, it's really different. Like, the city is really huge. We have the camp inside the city. And there is a lot of place that could be targeted for action about no border action. So yeah, we hope that there will be some stuff going on. Finally, like yeah, we would like to work about yeah, the relation between anti-immigration policies and other institutions, like that are yeah more global capitalist institution, because we think that if we want to achieve to live in a world without border, it cannot happen in a capitalist world. So we don't want to just have or criticize or act against institutions that are directly related to a migration issue, but also on the political institution who make this policy possible.
You already mentioned the camp. We know that there is now an actual campsite. Can you describe a little bit more where the people are going to stay and how is it arranged?
Yeah, so for us, it's kind of ideal place. It will be in a Touré Taxi in the city of Brussels. It's a really huge place that is used, for example, for a world music festival every year. So it's a place where more or less 3,000 people can stay. We will have, yeah, really a camping site with grass and trees. So people need to bring their tent and sleeping bag to sleep. But there will be also, yeah, a huge hangar where we can have workshop or assembly and yeah, to be inside for this thing. So yeah, we have the two characteristics we wanted for the camp. First, to be inside of the city, so to go easily everywhere, and the second one, to have just one place for everyone, like that everyone can know how many people we are, what power we have, and also in terms of organization, it's way more easy.
Who you are going to expect, like participant at the camp? What are the basic common things that everyone should share at the camp?
What do you mean? Which organization? Which people? Like,
The basic agreement. I mean, who are you inviting to the camp? What do they have to share on, like, political statements? Do they have to all be anarchists? All be.
No. We try to have a quite open camp. It means that. Yeah, for us it's really important that different people come to this camp. In fact, one of the basic principles also for the camp is that we want that everyone accept and respect the different way of acting, because we know that also in former camp it was not always like that. Sometimes people really try to keep the control on the camp. We just put an infrastructure and we want that the people do their own stuff, as I said. So yeah. With the group of Brussels, we are clearly in an anti-capitalist point of view for this camp. But yeah, we think that all the people who want to I don't know to fight against border policies whatever their way of acting are welcome to the camp. And we hope also that we will have contact with migrants for this camp. The camp is located in a migrant neighborhood, so there was also a lot of work done in the last months about migrant population in Brussels, to try that they know a bit more about who are the people who will come and for which reason.
What is exactly planned during the week? What kind of actions are going to take place?
So yeah, there is quite some stuff that are planned. There is a program that the people can find on the website of the No Border. The address is nobordersbxl.eu.org. So there will be some workshop about different thematic. There is five thematic for each day of the week. You can look at it on the website. And about the action, there is a few things organized. The first action will be a demo on the Sunday 26th. It's a demo that is organized every year by different Belgian association working with migrants. This demo will go to the detention center in Steenokerzeel. That is the closest detention camp of the city of Brussels. It's something 10-15 minutes by car. It's a demonstration that is organized every year in commemoration of Semira Adamou. Semira Adamou was a migrant woman who was killed by the cops in 1998 when the cops tried to evict her. She resisted and they used a pillow to put on her face to try to calm her down, but they just killed her. So this is the first action on the Sunday. The second action that is organized and that is publicly announced is on the Wednesday 29th. In fact, on this day there will be a big European Union demo. That is organized by the European Union Trade Confederation. This demo is organized on this day because on the Thursday and Friday there will be a European meeting in Brussels. It will be what we call an ECOFIN summit. So minister of finance from all over Europe will come there to meet and to try to organize the austerity plans for the next years. So this is quite an important issue on a social point of view. And the unionists are organizing this big demo. They expect something 80,000 people to come. And a group called Precarious United called for an anti-capitalist bloc in this demo. So this is the second action. On the third day is on the Thursday. 30. So the same group, Precarious United, is calling for a big game with a direct action in related to the European lobby and to the beginning of the ECOFIN summit on this day. On the Friday, there is a radical demo that is called by some anarchist group. So it's a demo against all state and prison, against borders and detention center. This demo will be a spontaneous demo, so there is no way definite. They didn't ask for an authorization for it, and it will start at 7 o'clock normally. So it will be more an evening demo. Finally, there is the final demo of the camp. That is the only one that is really organized by the group of Brussels. It will be on the Saturday 2nd. And so it will be a demo in the street of Brussels, and for which we want to try to have a demo with the migrants. And so that will be more a party or festive demo. Yeah, it's...
Okay, let's maybe do some comments about the mobilization in other camps. Where do you expect people to come? Where was the mobilization really active?
I think, yeah, the former camp, there was more or less 500 people who came, like last year in Calais and Lesbos. Like, this year, we think that there will be more people. First, because it's more or less the only international mobilization in 2010. Second one is that we think that Brussels make a lot of sense to go there and to try to make action. I mean, like all the more or less all the policy in Europe are come from there, like 60% of the national policy are just voted because they were voted before in the European Parliament. So we think it make a lot of sense to go there and yeah to try to criticize and act about it. And yeah, so yeah, we had quite some contact. Like we have tried to make it the best we can. Like there was quite some information meeting in Germany, France, Holland, England, and also a bit in Switzerland, Austria, and Spain. So yeah, we cannot really say, but yeah, we hope that that quite some people will come.